Hey everyone, this is a special bonus episode of the Blazer's Edge podcast. I'm Tara, and today I'm going to be joined by Ashley Williams, and she and I are going to be talking about the Les Schwab Invitational Tournament, which is a high school basketball tournament that takes place every year in the last week in December. This is going to be a little bit different from the usual Blazer's Edge podcast because we're not actually focusing on the Blazers, but we know that a lot of Blazers fans love the game of basketball. So we thought this would be a fun opportunity to tell y'all about a nationally recognized tournament that takes place in our own backyard. As usual, you can subscribe to all of the Blazers Edge podcasts, including special bonus episodes, by signing up on Stitcher or iTunes. And hey, if you like this one, let us know, and we'll think about maybe doing more. Also, if you see us at the tournament, be sure and say hi. And finally, as always, go Blazers! Hope you enjoy the podcast! Hello, and welcome to the Blazers Edge podcast. Today, we are doing a bonus episode. I'm Tara, and I am joined by Ashley Williams. Ashley is a writer and video producer for Blazers Edge and SB Nation, and she's getting ready to cover the Les Schwab Invitational Tournament coming up this week for Prep Circuit, and it's going to be a really fun event. I've never been, and I thought I would love to talk to her more about what the event is like.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited for this event. I think it's all I talk about all year. but I actually, you know, it's crazy. I get a lot of people asking me kind of about it and who's going to be there and why should they care about high school basketball. But if you kind of look through the history through the years, some really big names have come through this tournament, and it's so many games. Like, there's 32 games. So you really have an opportunity and a chance to watch these teams, these players, although you might not know who they are now, you might in a few years. So
cool. Well, I'm just a little bit of details about the Les Schwab Invitational. It's coming up on December 27th through the 30th. It's at Liberty High School in Hillsboro, Oregon. You can read more about it and you can buy tickets at the Les Schwab Invitational.com, I think is the address to it, and you can learn about who's all going to be there and they're from Oregon, who's from they're around the country. But that's just sort of the basics, and we'll just jump in and ask Ashley to talk more about what it's going to be like. How many years have you been to the Les Schwab Invitational Tournament?
So as a fan, I've gone, I can't even tell you how many times I've gone, just because I did go to Westview High School, and technically it's kind of like Hillsboro, Portland, Beaverton area. I know they all kind of mesh up over there. So my school, I mean, Westview, they've been in the tournament. So I went when I was in high school. I went probably when I was younger. I went when I was out of high school. But actually covering it, doing interviews and writing stories, this is going to be my third year consecutively. So third in a row.
Has it been with Prep Sports or the whole time, the Prep Circuit?
Yeah, last year I kind of went there on my own and got a lot of my stuff picked up through Prep Circuit or USA Today High School. So it's fun because not a lot of people go out there and do the work. It's a long time. Like, they're pretty long days that you're there, and you can get a lot of content. So I think that's why it's kind of hard for a lot of people to make it out all the time. But it also is very rewarding because I do get a lot of good stuff.
Cool. Well, let's start off by talking about just what is the format for this tournament.
Yeah, basically it's 16 teams and, like I said, 32 games. You could say it's single elimination, but it's double. If you lose, you go down to the consolation bracket for the first day, which kind of sucks because looking at the bracket this time, there's some tough matchups. So somebody's going to get beat out right away where you're like, oh man, I wish they would have made it through. But I mean, I guess that's just competition these days. But so there's 8 sessions. There's a morning session and a night session. Typically the morning session, I think there's like 4 games that are played. night, there's like 3 to 4. It kind of evens out as I'm not gonna do the math for you, but it evens out as it goes through. But the first day, it's just everybody plays everyone, so it's kind of like you don't really know where it's gonna go. But as the tournament progresses, obviously the night session are more of the marquee matchups. So a lot of people then only go to the night sessions unless they're like really loyal fans to a certain team who might be in that morning session. There's also a slam dunk contest. I believe that's on
That's Thursday, I think, because that's the
Thursday,
day I'm
because you're
going to
gonna go.
go. Yeah.
So that's Thursday. That's really fun. In the past, there's been NBA players who have been judges, so that's always been really fun. And come out and see the kids, have a good time. Or like you see, it's kind of like the NBA one. Like you see someone tiny, and you're like, oh, let's see what they're gonna do, and they tear it up, and you're like, oh my God. So that's really fun. That's on Thursday. That's like in between sessions. That's at like 3 p.m. But it's really fun. And then of course the last day is the championship day, and they're just, there's the final winner. But there's also the all tournament team. There's a Mr. Hustle Award. There's the MVP of the tournament, sportsmanship award. So it's a really well put together tournament.
Do you know off the top of your head how many years it's been going?
21.
Oh wow. Okay, so they've pretty
Yeah.
much got it down.
Yep.
So out in Liberty High School in Hillsboro, Oregon, and as I understand, there are 12 Oregon teams and then 4 teams who come from around the country. Is that pretty much how it usually works out?
It kind of, yeah, definitely there's more Oregon teams than not, just because it is like a Oregon tournament. But they try to get the best teams in the nation, or teams that are kind of nationally ranked. So last year Oak Hill was there. In the past we've had like Dominguez, all these other type of schools. So yeah, this year there's excuse me, there's 4 teams from out of the area, which 2 of them are from Washington, 1's from California, so they're not too far away. But they are really good teams. Like I'm talking like nationally ranked top player teams.
Well, what can you tell us about some of these teams who are coming to visit?
Yeah, looking at the list now, so basically how the Oregon teams are picked, it's like the top 5A and 6A teams.
Okay.
So you kind of know the usual suspects: Westland, Grant, Jefferson, Jesuit, Lake Oswego. They're all, headlining it as usual. Teams that I'm not necessarily super familiar with: South Salem is going to be there, in Churchill, which I really don't know much about those, but I'm excited to see them. I know that they have some good players on them. But the nationally ranked teams this year, we have Garfield, who was here last year as well, and they're from Seattle. Gonzaga's Eagles from Washington, D.C., which I know like nothing about. So I'm really excited to see them. And, it's hard. I can only do so much. There's so many teams, and I don't really go out to the East Coast like that. So I'm really excited when they do bring in teams like that. Nathan Hale Raiders, they're from Seattle, which also I'm really excited about because they are being coached by Brandon Roy. So
Brandon Roy's
that's
the
going to
coach
be,
there.
yeah, that's going to be crazy.
That's
It's his
gonna be
first year.
awesome.
Yeah, so I know that's already probably piping up so many people who want to come in and, bringing a lot of attention to that situation. And they also have the number one player in the class, the
Oh, the
senior
number
class.
one
Yeah,
ranked
yeah, yeah.
ranked senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then Sierra Canyon, they're from California, but man, they are stacked. Like, I didn't know much about them either. And they played the other day on ESPN at another big tournament in Hawaii against Oak Hill. And Oak Hill, I'm very familiar with Oak Hill. Like I've seen them play a lot in a lot of tournaments, and they won nationals last year, and they lost to Sierra Canyon,
Oh,
and
wow.
that ended their 56 game streak.
Holy Moses.
Like
So wait.
that's years.
Wow. There's been quite a few NBA players out of Oak
Out
Hills.
of
Is
Oak
that
Hill.
correct?
Yeah.
Is Ben Simmons, am I remembering that
No,
correctly?
Ben went to Mont Verde Academy,
Okay.
which they were at the Les Schwab tournament 3 years ago, and they won. Yeah. So, but Oak Hill, you're thinking Kevin Durant. I think he went to Oak Hill.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, I think we know. I don't know. I don't know if you've heard of KD, or he plays
I
sometimes.
think I
So,
may have heard of him.
but yeah, they have it's craziness. And their coach for Oak Hill, he's just like Hall of Fame coach, just win, win, win all the time. So That is telling me something that Sierra Canyon did take a W from Oak Hill, and they're going to be there. And they have, you know, phenomenal players as well. So
talk about prep sports for a little bit, because I went to the big the Hoop Summit last year, and I saw, you know, I watched that game and everything, but I don't really know what to look for when it comes to watching a prep game as opposed to like a college game or a professional game. So what kinds of things do you look for when you're watching and you're covering prep sports and prep games?
I think that it's a lot different because they're not on, I mean, kind of they are now, but they're not really on that set stage yet. So they do still play together and as a team, and you are with the same team. It's not like you're getting paid and you might get traded next year. Like, it's like you are working together to win state, and those things are still really important for those players. So basically when I go out to watch a game, I want to see them being a teammate and still having fun with it. Like, I don't like to see it's kind of hard for me to watch a lot of college or like NBA stuff, because I feel like it's such a business now where it's like, are you even having fun? Like, you have so many games you play and you just don't really see the passion anymore. And that's what I really appreciate about prep sports. And you can almost get to know the players a little bit better just because they do feel comfortable, and they're having fun with it. So
yeah, they're maybe not as jaded or as guarded. Do you get a chance to talk to a lot of them when you're covering these?
Yeah, I probably get maybe like 15 videos out of this interviews, more or less. You know, just you plan for things and they never turn out how you want them to, which could be good or bad. So I don't know. I'm shooting for, you know, like the headline names, Michael Porter Jr., Marvin Bagley. Shooting for those interviews.
Well, so tell us a little bit about some of those headliner guys. What do you know about them?
So I'll kind of just go down the list here. Have a little bit of notes, you know, prepped a little bit. But Michael Porter Jr., he's a senior. And he's already committed to go to UW, it makes sense. His dad is actually on the coaching staff now for UW. And it just seems like, I don't know, it seems like everything kind of lined that up for him to go there.
What school is he with?
He's with Nathan Hill. Yeah, so this is his first year with Nathan Hill. So he's in Seattle, and he will be in Seattle next year as well. I actually haven't got a huge chance to watch him a lot, so I'm really excited to finally see him and see his playing style. I've heard only good things about him. So he's definitely one I want to be look out for. Marvin Bagley III, he's with Sierra Canyon, and he's undecided right now. Of course, he has all the big schools coming after him. He is like a monster. Like, it's crazy. His size, he's so much bigger than everyone else, but he can still handle the ball like he was small. He is, and he's a junior. He actually has a little brother on his team who is a freshman as well. Like, you can just tell there's a lot of athleticism in their family, and basketball is just like a common thing for them, but I'm really excited to see him play.
I love the big guys who are ball handlers, and I love how it's making its way into the NBA now. And, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I haven't been following, you know, basketball for that long.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, with, you know, Giannis and, you know, these guys coming in who are big, tall guys who are super confident with the ball, it seems like they've been given the go-ahead to go ahead and handle the ball, where in the past maybe big guys were like told, no, that's not your job, and
right,
they weren't given the go-ahead to go like that. So Marvin Bagley III, is that who
he's definitely one to look for. Like I said, he's undecided too, so it still kind of has that edge, like, oh, they don't know where he's gonna go, so we got to keep our eye on him and see how he's playing and everything. So that's one to watch for sure. A couple others, Dejon Davis, he's with Garfield. Jalen Noel with Garfield. Those are two guards. They're both going to UW as well. Like, UW is just,
wow.
They're doing something right.
It sounds like they're going to be stacked for a while.
yeah, for a while. So they have them coming in. Those guys were there last year, and I enjoyed watching them as juniors. Like, so I can only imagine how much they've grown and really developed in their skills. I saw them this summer too, at a Nike Skills Academy in LA. So, but I just know that, you know, every day you get better. So I'm excited to see that.
Are they guards like shooting guard and point guard? Do they play together on the court at the same time?
Yeah,
do they? Okay.
Yeah, they do.
And they're all, so they're playing high school together and they're going to go play college together.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually interesting. Dejan actually decommitted. He committed to Washington, then decommitted. And I think that's normal now just because kids are committing so soon and you want to hold out just because, look, kids are going to school for 1 year now. So it's like, do I really want to go there? Do I want to, you know what I mean? So it's kind of a big decision. So I'm not mad at him for that, but he came back, so.
So he decommitted and then he recommitted to
Yeah.
UW. Okay. So right as of now, the two of them are both planning on going to UW.
Yeah, so that's three players from different teams, top teams at this tournament who are all going to UW. So it's going to be kind of
Wow.
cool to see them, you know, matched up against each other when it's like you guys are going to be together. So that's cool. Yeah, and I want to talk about a little bit players from Oregon because those are like the out of state ones. So we have Geno West. He plays for Jefferson. He's been on Jefferson High School varsity for 4 years now. So he's been at the last Schwab. He kind of gets it. So he's going to be a seasoned player for us to look at and play because Jefferson, they're going to be a really good team, but they do have some younger guys who are going to play a big role. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of orchestrate that, especially someone who's been around and seen that. So yeah, it's crazy. It's going to be really good.
That's Geno West, and he goes to Jefferson in Portland. And has he committed to a college yet?
Not right now. Nope. It doesn't seem like too many of the Oregon guys are, just because Oregon's just a smaller place and it's these kind of tournaments that you want to wait for to get your good looks from. Just because you're going to see it. So many coaches are here, scouts are here, other players from other schools. So it's a really good tournament for exposure. And I think that's why it's important for a lot of these teams to want to play in something like this.
Anybody else from the local area for us to keep our eyes on?
Definitely some standouts. We have Kamaka Hepa. I think I talked about him a little bit before, but he's actually new to Oregon. So he was in Alaska and he transferred this year. I think his parents relocated for a job. But he was Alaska's player of the year for the last 2 years straight. So he's huge. He's like 6'10" or something. Yeah, but he's great. So that's when you're gonna see him. I don't even have to say, oh, you should look out for him. He's huge. You're gonna see it.
Wait,
So,
what school does he
and
play
then
for?
Jefferson as well. Yeah, and then Jefferson has one more standout, Marcus Sahonis. He's a sophomore. And he's already getting looks, getting national attention. So I think Jefferson's going to be one of the toughest teams from Oregon to probably beat.
Okay. So is there, at this point, is there a favorite to win the whole thing?
I mean, you never know. It's high school. I'm not going to say, oh, it's inconsistent, but it's inconsistent. They could lose to the quote unquote worst team in the tournament and it just being upset. But for me, I would say either Sierra Canyon or Nathan Hill, just because Sierra Canyon to me, taking a W from Oak Hill, which I don't know, Oak Hill was the best team I've seen play this year. So if they could do that, I don't really see too many teams that are going to stand in their way here. Not saying the competition's any more dull or anything like that. It's just that, just like the matchups and seeing who they have and who they go against, I would definitely say Sierra Canyon's my favorite to win. I mean, I want Westview to win because I went there, but yeah. So that's definitely the favorite. If there were to be a surprise or upset, I would say like Jefferson or Westland or Westview would win. But I'm kind of betting on Sierra Canyon or Nathan Hill.
Okay. So I want to hear a little bit more about the coach for Nathan Hale. Brandon Roy has been, is this his first year coaching with them?
It is. Yeah, it is.
So, do you
It's,
think you'll get a chance to talk to him?
oh yeah, for sure. So he comes every year, because so he actually went to Garfield High School. So that's
Okay.
another cool little connection. So he might be playing against his, coaching
His
against the
alma
team that he
mater.
played.
Okay.
So he was there last year and he was there faithfully cheering them on. So, I mean, we saw him last year and I was like, oh my God, Brandon Roy's here and everything. And everybody was so excited and so happy. And so when I saw that, I actually saw this a long time ago that he was going to be coaching. But of course, it was before the bracket was out and we knew that they were going to be here. But yeah, so he indeed is coaching. And I think the Raiders last year, they went like 3-18 or something.
Okay. And so there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, but I think they're like undefeated right now. I mean, granted, you got to see who they have, who they brought in and everything. But I'm really excited just to see why he wanted to coach and, you know, those kind of ask those type of questions and like how different it is and what do you tell the guys considering you didn't end your career on just because you wanted to stop playing or you were just over it. Like you kind of had to. So yeah. It's just like, it's kind of interesting to see him pour his passion into coaching as opposed to like just letting it go or, you know, so yeah, but I'm for sure going to try to bust in that interview, but I know he's going to be a hot commodity for sure. So
are there any other coaches that have as high a profile that are either well known because they've been coaching for a long time or because they're just really well known coaches, or is Brandon Roy going to be kind of the one that everybody gathers around probably?
I think this year he's probably going to be the guy. I would say because Oak Hill last year, they had like this crazy huge ceremony about like him and everything. So he would have been the guy last year, but
oh, the coach year, for Oak Hill last year.
Okay. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. So I'm thinking, it's going to be him. Westland just got a new coach. Jesuits coach has been there for a very long time. So, I mean, he's kind of one of the veteran coaches in the tournament. Beaverton's coach is fairly new. Central Catholic's coach is on his second year. So he's fairly new. So a lot of these, I don't think anyone else is going to be super renowned. Maybe Garfield's coach. I would say Brandon Roy is going to be the headline for the coach.
So when you talk to coaches in these situations, I mean, there's, you know, what do you ask a high school coach about a high school game? Like, how do you come up with good questions for a high school coach as opposed to like a college coach? Or are they different?
I think it's a little different just because it's high school. Like, they still have to balance schoolwork and family and, you know, everything like that. And especially like right now, it's the holidays. Like they're missing, a lot of these teams are probably missing Christmas because they're traveling to get out here to play. And so you kind of just ask, how do you keep your guys focused? Mm-hmm. How do you plan for games? Like they've never heard of Century High School. Like, how are you prepping to play a team like this when you know nothing about them, but they might sneak up on you and run something you've never ran, and we have no shot clock. Like, there's a lot of different things that you kind of have to throw in the mix and be like, how do you prep for that? But you don't want to do too much because it's like, okay, this is high school. Like, mm-hmm. You can't overanalyze anyone or he's averaging this and that. So that's what keeps it fun because they're still growing. Everyone's developing still, and they get new players every year just because, you know, people graduate. It's a 4-year span. So it's fun. It's easy to talk to the coaches and the players. Some of them are a little shy.
The players?
Yeah, I don't think I'm very intimidating, but maybe I am.
What's your go-to question when you have a shy player to talk to?
I try to make them laugh or make them think about other things. So I'm like, who's your favorite player? Uh-huh. Who could you play one-on-one with? Or what shoes are you wearing? Or, you know, what warm-up songs, kind of things like that. I don't want to ask them, like, anything that's going to be too serious, or I don't want them to feel like I'm trapping them or asking them, like, things that are going to get them in trouble. So that's never my intentions. Everyone wants their shine, so you got to just give them that minute.
Well, this is my first time to going, so what can I expect? Like, what's the format like? Where should I sit? Do I move around, like, you know, different places? How's that all work?
So I don't know if you've been to Liberty High School before. Liberty High School is a beautiful high school. It's huge, really good setup. The gym is amazing, which is like crazy to me because Liberty just a couple of years ago just became 6A, which I'm like, this school is huge. Like, how are they not 6A? So it's a huge gym. Definitely my first thing before I even talk about anything else is get there early. Parking sucks. Sitting, like, you're not going to find a spot for the other games, like, you know, the smaller games in the morning session, it's not going to be as terrible, but don't try to show up 5 minutes before Sierra Canyon plays in the quarterfinals. Like, you're not only are you not going to get a spot to sit or park or, yeah, you might not even get in the gym. Like, it's madness. So my suggestion is if you can go early, be patient as far as like going in and out of the gym, just because there's a lot of people there.
Can you get up and move during the, do people get up and move a lot around a lot during the games, or is it pretty much you come in, you sit down, you watch the game, and when the game's over, then you make your move to the next spot?
I wouldn't get up. You probably will get your spot taken. There's just so many people in the gym, and a lot of the teams stay behind to watch the next game too. So it's just like tons of people. There is a lot of seating in there, and they do have like a reserved section. So if you do want to pay a little bit extra to get that reserved seating, you can. But there is like a general admission, and which is like usually not a problem. If you're just by yourself or you're one other person, it's not going to be a huge deal. But if you're trying to get like a good seat, and students come too. Like for the local teams, all these kids will come too. So there's like one area you won't even be able to walk by because it's so packed. I already know. But for the bigger games, marquee games, get there early if you can, and be patient. There's great food there. They do have a concession stand. So there's things that you will be accommodated with. So it's not like you're like stuck in this crappy gym. It's a great gym, huge, like it's really fun. So be prepared to just stay there for a while.
Okay, I can camp out. I can be prepared to camp out, and I'll bring something nice and soft to sit on, huh?
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned before the slam dunk contest. So how does that work?
So how that works is it's his own session. So there's the morning session, and then I believe you it's over, and then there's maybe like probably like an hour break. Then you come in. I think it's at 3 p.m., come in for the dunk contest, and oh, it's all fun, whatever. They clear the gym out again and then wait to reopen for the night session. So, but I, like I said, it's really fun. We've had Blazers as judges.
When Brandon Roy just attended for fun, did he ever judge?
I don't think so. I'm so tired from doing all this other stuff. I'm running in trying to get my editing done. And I'm like, oh, cool. But, I mean, I did watch it last year, but I don't remember who the judges were at all. I'm sure this year
I think I've seen video of, like, Damian Lillard, like, dancing in the stands and stuff like that. So I think, let's see, this week we have a home game on Wednesday night. The Blazers will be in town. And who are playing on Wednesday? Sacramento?
The Kings, yeah. So
there might be a Boogie sighting.
Oh my God, I know. I'm going to blow up his social media and be like, come to the Lush Mom tournament. Because I would die. I would die. I don't care. All the drama, everybody's talking about him. I love him, and I still want him to come to Portland. So
they probably play, and they probably sit in the fancy reserved section, huh?
They sit courtside.
Okay.
Yeah, they always sit courtside. A lot of coaches, you'll see probably Oregon's coach will be there, Oregon State's coach, UW's coach, scouts from all over, and then, you know, NBA players, former, present. Yeah, it's really, that's what I think you should really just take in the most. It's just like the experience of it all. Like, I just remember going as a fan, and I was so overwhelmed. Like, there's all these teams, these tall players, like I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And now it's like me working it still is amazing, but it's just like this is like a big tournament, and I don't think people really realize that. I think maybe, I don't know about this year, but I think in the past some games are on even on like ESPN, but I know that the whole tournament is going to be live streamed by Flow Hoops, which is really awesome. So if you can't make it out, and which is nice because you never know with the weather, whatever. They're going to be broadcasting all of that, so you could live stream online for like a small fee or whatever. I don't really know. I don't really get into all that. But you could watch it online. That's going to be awesome. But it's really fun. You get to see them, like the players let loose, because it is just a tournament and it is fun. And there's so many games where it's like you can tell they're just having fun. And I mean, you want to win, but also for the teams that come out of state, like, they just want to put on a show for everyone, so.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait, and so I'll be out there Thursday, and I will take a look for you, although you'll probably be busy talking to Boogie or something.
I hope so. That's the only exception.
Well, and hopefully, we will be off, we'll be coming off a couple of Trailblazer wins, and they'll be all excited to be down there,
Right.
taking a night, watching them play. I wonder if any, I should have looked this up before we talked, if any Trailblazers played in this tournament. I don't know if, I know current NBA players would have, but I don't know
Yeah,
if
current
any.
NBA, yes. Blazers, I don't think so.
It looks like, oh yeah, there's Kevin Durant. He was there in 2005.
Yeah, I was there. I remember that.
Kevin Love was there.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
It's like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, people don't realize how much of a big deal it is. And it's also a preview for the Hoop Summit, so because we'll realistically see some of these top players at the Hoop Summit. You don't find out until a couple months, but realistically, we'll probably see the same players.
well, it sounds like it's going to be fun. I can't wait to watch for some of these players that you talked about. You talked about, let's see, the first, who was the first guy you mentioned? Michael
Michael
from
Porter Jr.
Michael Porter Jr. And then there's Marvin Bagley the third and
Yep.
Deshaun Davis and Jalen Noel.
Yep.
And
Chris
then,
Likes also is one from Gonzaga, which I know nothing about, but I have seen, all the highlight tapes and everything. So you never know. Like this tournament, there's such good talent all across the board. You don't know who's gonna win, lose, whatever. Like 2 or 3 years ago, Wheeler lost to Central Catholic, which is like nobody thought. Like everybody thought the last game was gonna be. Or they lost, I'm sorry, they lost to Westland. Everybody thought the last game was going to be Wheeler and Montverde, which was Ben Simmons and Jaylen Brown. Everyone thought that, and they lost. And it was just like, yeah, everyone was like, what? And Wheeler in a previous tournament beat Montverde. So it's like, you never know. You
You're
never
dealing with
know.
high schoolers, and these are like 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I've had housefuls of 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and you never know what's going to happen. And you definitely can't tell from one day to the next who you're getting.
No.
So it must be just a logistical challenge for coaches who bring their teams
Yeah.
in, just to keep track of them and make sure they don't lose anybody in the
Seriously, like
first
staying
place.
all flying there, staying in a hotel, eating, doing homework. They're here for like 5 days, like
Wow, to be young and to be able to play that many games all
I know.
in a row.
I
Oh,
know.
the good old days.
I know. I was talking to a couple of my friends that I played college volleyball with, and I was like, "You remember when we thought we were dying when we did all that, those suicides and pushing those tires and like all this crazy stuff?" I'm like, "Well, I just tried to do 20 minutes on the Stairmaster, and I thought it was the end." Like, I was like, "Wow!" And it hasn't even been that long. I'm
Yeah.
embarrassed.
Well, I'm excited to go watch all this young talent and see all this
I
young
know.
energy in one place. And I will be watching for you and watching for when you also get to talk to Brandon Roy. That's super
I
exciting.
know.
And for anybody who wants to look up more about Les Schwab Invitational, it's at lesschwabinvitational.com. You can still purchase tickets. Right now it's Monday afternoon. You can still buy tickets to go to the game. Ashley warns people to get there early to make sure
Yeah.
you get a good seat. And I don't know, anything else you want to add about the Les Schwab tournament?
No, I mean, I'm really excited for it. As always, I'll be posting tons of videos and interviews and all that fun stuff. So you can look out for, I mean, my personal website. I know they will be on Prep Circuit. Also, if I do a little fun piece with Brandon Roy, I'll be on Blazer's Edge. So there's,
Awesome.
yeah, lots of opportunities to find those.
Where can people find you on Twitter? So if you post any of that stuff, you can give links to that.
Yeah, at Williams Ash Dawn. And I will have, game updates, pictures, everything. I try to be pretty good about posting things where I'm at. The Les Schwab Invitational actually has their own Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, which is really cool because they're really on it with posting updates about games and pictures and videos, kind of everything like that. So you can
Great.
always look at piggyback on their stuff too. So if you can't make it out.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, and thanks everybody for listening. And hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of the Blazers Edge podcast, all about the Les Schwab Invitational. Thanks for listening.